Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Podcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the GAC here in Washington, D.C., and put on by the fine folks at America's Credit Union. So, yeah, so got that going for us. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Ashish Garg from LPPP. How are you, Ashish?
Very well, Mike. Good very well.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How are you holding up? I think we're in day two and a half or three.
Yeah, it's day three, and I'm super excited that my company, LPPP, we're doing a Bollywood night tonight.
Oh, I heard. Yes.
So that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm super excited.
Well, we can't wait for that, for sure. So, other than before tonight, though, how is everything going? I mean, I'm sure you guys are busy in your booth and a lot of activity, I'm hoping.
Yeah, lots of activity. And for me, I'll just tell you the story that 5 years ago, I came for my first ever CUNA GAC. We were a very little startup. I couldn't even afford a badge. So I hung out in the lobby and I left. But I did go to the White House to just see the White House. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And now 5 years later, we just crossed 600 credit unions, Mike.
Wow.
And I have 17 of my colleagues here. So it's very gratifying and humbling at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I'm having, I would say, the time of my life at this GAC.
Good for you, man. Well, congratulations on all your well-deserved success. You guys are doing some amazing things for credit out there. So well-deserved on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are you hearing in the hallway? So any buzz that you're talking to folks about? Or before we dive into the topic here, what are you hearing in the hallways here?
I think in general, what we're hearing sort of, first of all, I'm getting used to not call it CUNA GAC.
I think a lot of people are, yes.
Yeah.
America's Credit Unions Conference.
Yeah. Yes,
or America's Credit Unions GAC, yeah.
Yes. The other thing I'm hearing in the hallways is sort of, given the interest rate situation where it is, I think credit union incomes are under pressure. And there's a lot of talk going on with CFPB and all the fee income,
which is
sort of under attack right now. Mm-hmm. So I think in general, it seems like financially more uncertain times. So that's one undercurrent I hear.
Okay.
The other undercurrent I'm hearing, of course, tremendous amounts of optimism where probably this year is going to go. Of course, there's elections coming later this year, what that's going to do. And in general, sort of AI is a buzzword I hear again and again and again.
Oh, no
it's
doubt.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of which, nice segue there, sir. The topic here is how Gen AI will change the credit union landscape in 2024. So set the table here for us, Ashish.
Okay,
how's it change things?
So, Mike, last time you and I were talking, it was at the Max conference, if you remember, at the end of October. And what has happened, this whole ChatGPT thing came out 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
That it took the world by storm, everybody's trying to use it.
Yep.
And I, in a lot of ways, for credit unions, I feel it's like a solution looking for a problem.
Yeah.
Right? It is out there. Credit unions are like, okay, should we allow it? Should we not allow it? Right? How do we go about not deploying this technology?
Exactly. Yeah.
Lots of sort of questions around data security, privacy, hallucinations, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is beginning to emerge now into this is that even before we define the problem, let's define the stakeholders that can benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that there are three main stakeholders.
Okay.
Members, employees,
mm-hmm.
of the credit union,
yeah.
and management teams.
Okay.
The CXOs, the leadership.
Right.
And what we've done, Mike, in the last, I would say, 4 months, what's become clearer and clearer for us, that for each of these three stakeholders, we found very specific problems that need to be solved using ChatGPT.
Okay. Can you give an example of maybe one or two of the problems that need to be solved for?
Yes. So I got this problem from the chief operating officer of Magnify Financial, Andrea. And she calls it the front office, back office tension.
Okay.
So this is a problem. Usually the frontline staff at credit unions are much younger, less tenure. Maybe coming out of high school, coming out of college,
yeah.
they get quickly trained on some stuff, and now we put them in front of the members, either in the branches or in the contact center.
Yeah.
On the other hand, so let's call this front office staff. Now you have the back office staff, which is usually more tenured, tremendous amounts of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with the front office, let's say a member calls in and walks in with a complex question, and they don't know how to answer that question. They say, let me pick up the phone, call the back office. Mm-hmm. A lot of times back office is like, oh, you don't even know how to answer this.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
So this is the tension.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So this is the problem. Like, how do we empower the front office quickly to do their job? And of course, we are talking about a generation that does not probably like to read manuals.
No. Right? It's a YouTube video.
Bingo. And the shorter the better, right? This is the Instagram, TikTok generation,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Anything beyond 30 seconds is like ADD for them, right?
Yes.
Instant gratification.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Right? So how do we empower our frontline staff to do their job effectively from day one without having to feel scared or embarrassed going back to the back office for everything? Mm-hmm. So this is a problem we've identified, and I'd love to tell you the solution.
So how will generative AI solve this? Obviously, creating a solution around that technology, right? So they can type something in or even voice it in, and then boom, they got their answer right away, and then the member has their answer right away, and off they go. So that's
Bingo.
Perfect member service. I'm
yes, that's
that.
Exactly the solution.
Okay.
And now the benefit here is the following, that credit unions do already have lots of policies, procedures, training videos, training documents. Mm-hmm. A lot of times larger credit unions have an intranet, which is a lot of knowledge. So let's call all of this combined as a knowledge base mm-hmm. that a credit union already has. So now imagine you take a ChatGPT, point it to your internal knowledge base. It crawls all this information and a GPT is ready. Now for the frontline office staff, a member has a question, you either type it or you voice it. Mm-hmm. The GPT goes through all these documents, creates an answer, step-by-step instructions, and give you an instant solution to the problem.
Ah, which equates to excellent member service in and out. And it solves the timing issue as well.
Yeah.
People who have, I get it, totally get it.
And then we can reduce turnover, right, in the branches.
Completely. Less frustration.
Less frustration. And also, one of the challenges credit unions have with this whole sort of income crisis, right, is service levels cannot come down. However, you got to do more with less. So you have this cohort of employees, you spend a lot of time hiring them, training them. Can we make these employees more efficient so that they can do more?
Yeah. How far away are we from something like this, or do we already have it?
It's already in motion. So for example, we are currently working with 10 credit unions on this concept. And the first one, which is the farthest along, is Magnify Financial. Mm-hmm. This CIO, Brad Shafton, I love him. He's sort of one of those guys who's an innovator, wants to push the boundaries.
Good.
So we partnered with him, and what we did was they have about 140 different documents with their policies, procedures, etc. We loaded them into a system.
Okay.
And now what Brad and his team are doing, they're testing the GPT to make sure that the answers that are coming back are accurate. Relevant.
Yeah.
There's no hallucination. We're not making up stuff.
Yeah.
And one more feature we've added is when it's giving you the answer, it also pulls up the document, and the paragraph in the document shows you where it got the answer from.
Wow. Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. So you also go back to the source, right? So you can corroborate that, what is that you're seeing is actually written in a policy document.
Here's the attribution right here
Bingo.
In front of you. Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So if it's just based on that particular data, the chances of hallucination or inaccuracy are pretty low.
Very low. Very, very low.
Yeah,
and then
it's just based on that data.
Bingo. And then what we've done is that now this leads to many, many things, right? For example, we have a thumb up or thumb down button, right? So let's say now if an employee is reading this, and of course they're looking at the source data, but well, maybe there was some hallucination, they can thumb vote it down. So AI learns that, listen, I'm not doing a good job at replicating or representing the information from the document, so I need to do a better job.
Yeah. Goodness gracious, this is cool. I think credit is going to be all over this, obviously.
Yes. Yes. They're very, very excited because sort of employee onboarding, employee efficiency is a very critical thing, right?
Yeah.
In case fee income are continue to be under attack by CFPB, et cetera, right? I read like an article this morning by Jim Nussel that, listen, for like this credit card late fees, they want to charge like a standard fee, et cetera, et cetera, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you're following all of this. Well, if incomes are going to go down, well, service levels cannot go down, right?
Exactly.
You got to do the same thing. You got to maintain or maybe even do better, right? But do more with less. How do you do that? That's where AI
is going to answer that question. It's going to fill that need for sure.
Yes,
for sure.
And in fact,
so maybe the timing of all this is pretty good, actually.
I think what happens is in dire situations like the environment we are in today, it forces everybody to innovate.
Yes, it is. What's the saying? the mother of, necessity is the mother of invention?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Here we are. This is a perfect example of it.
Yes.
Good stuff. Alrighty, sir. Well, anything else? What else is on the horizon for Eltropy?
So, like I told you, I have three stakeholders. One is sort of employees. How can we make them better?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm also very excited about is, can we give the credit union management some insights? So I'll give an example. Do you Zoom a lot?
I do, every day.
So Zoom came out with a generative AI feature where what it does is that it listens through your entire call recording and gives you a summary with action items. It's done automatically. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's, instead of you having to go review a 1 hour phone call, like a video call, a one page summary.
I think I'm going to start using that actually.
Yeah. It's a very cool feature. In fact, the first time I did it, it was so accurate, I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost creepy. Like, listen, they can understand so much.
Yeah.
So now imagine, Mike, credit union executives in this environment have to make some tough decisions, right? But a huge part of the decision making is getting a pulse of what's happening with the membership. What are the members saying?
Yeah.
What is
it
that they want?
Yeah.
Right? And today, the way credit union executives get this information, a lot of this is anecdotal.
Mm-hmm.
So they ask around their staff, they're walking in hallways saying, hey, what's going on out there, right? That's one way. The other way they do this is through quarterly surveys. Annual surveys. So you go survey your membership, you collect survey data, you compile it, chart it, etc.
Yeah.
Well, by the time you do this, you're looking 6 months in the past, right? So our thesis is the following, that now imagine all these phone calls you're having with your members every day. Let's record all of them. This text conversation, chat conversation, video conversation, right? Let's record all of them.
Right.
Now let's use generative AI, just like Zoom is doing
Take
all that information, mine it, summarize it, and put it in the hands of executives every single day.
Yeah. It kind of gives them a pulse of what's going on in the credit union. Yeah.
Right? And now if executives have pulse of what the membership is asking, and the more real time you can make it, probably they can react faster to the changing demands in the marketplace, right? Create better financial products and services.
Yeah. I love this stuff, I love this stuff, Ashish. So cool.
So this is what excites me, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's fun, too. You know,
yeah.
Right? And then to see a credit union's eyes light up
when
you see something like that, oh my gosh, I can save so much time doing this and that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then to go back to the first part of the conversation, you know, decrease that that frustration between the front off the front and the back office. For
sure.
Yes. Alrighty, man.
And like one last thing I do want to add is that yesterday the vice chair of NCUA, Kyle.
Yeah.
I have a challenge saying his last name.
Hotman.
Thank you. So Kyle Hotman, what is very sort of gratifying to me, he hosted an AI roundtable yesterday.
Mm-hmm, I heard.
And we were one of the invitees, and you know what was amazing that Kyle said that. Guys, listen, technology advances like ChatGPT, etc., help mankind jump to a different level. Of course, there are perils with technology all the time, but over time, perils get overcome.
Yes, they do.
And he was giving the example of the internet, that when the internet started, what the Bill Clinton administration did, this like in the 90s, on the whitehouse.gov website, they just put a simple guidelines of what the internet is going to be from their vantage point. It was not a law of Congress, it was not an executive order, just a simple guideline,
which
then created this trust for more and more people to start adopting the technology. And Kyle said, listen, internet created some of the most awful things out there. However, if you look at the GDP growth in America, America won the internet race in a lot of ways, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the equipment, technology, etc. It's all American, right?
Still is.
So he, according to him, and I completely agree, we're at a very similar phase with ChatGPT and generative AI.
Mm-hmm.
Early days, some fear, which is probably well-founded. However, over time, I think the leap we are going to see is going to be tremendous, and the perils, of course, are going to be around, but we're going to figure out a way to solve those.
Yeah, indeed. I completely agree with him as well. Yeah, he said that same thing in our interview yesterday with him.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see.
So that was, to me, like one of the best sessions I've been to, and Kyle is such a funny gentleman. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
We had so much fun.
He's got a lot of energy, that guy.
Yeah.
You and Kyle together, oh my gosh, you guys could light up the world.
Yeah.
All right. Ashish, thank you so much.
As always, Mike.
You got it, man.
Thank you.
Good work there at Eltropy. Congrats on the success. And always look forward to the next conversation.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.